Local emergency officials say the governor's recommendations mirror the message that they've been sending for more than a week. Abner Hoag is leading Ketchikan's local pandemic response.
When you listen to the items that the governor is recommending and asking residents to comply with, to help with, those are the same, basically the same things that we've been asking.
Ketchikan's community risk level will stay at high for now. That's where it's been since November 4th. That means a mix of in-person and distance learning for most middle and high schoolers, but few mandatory restrictions on daily life in Ketchikan. Bars are encouraged but not required to close. Restaurants are urged but, again, not required to reduce capacity by half. There is one change to the local recommendations. Any businesses or organizations able to work remotely are urged to send employees home as soon as possible. But that's not a big difference from what local officials were already saying. Previously, they strongly recommended teleworking to the maximum extent possible. Notably, though, Hoag says Ketchikan teachers are not being asked to work from home. For now, most will continue to teach classes in person.
The school impacts a lot of things in our community, and our school district has done a really good job putting their plan together. It's been working for us. So we are not suggesting that the school should change that plan.
COVID-19 is spreading rapidly in Alaska. The state hasn't seen a day with fewer than 300 cases reported since late last month. On Thursday morning, Dunleavy issued a statewide cell phone alert asking residents to, in his words, do everything possible to reduce these cases and bend this trend downward. Here in Ketchikan, though, Hoag says there's reason for optimism as the rate of spread appears to be falling.
We are seeing most all of our indicators are trending down.
He says there hasn't been a confirmed case of community spread since Monday. There were four in the past 7 days. That's down from a weekly rate of 11 as of this weekend. The number of hospitalized patients has also fallen from 4 to 1. People infected at the start of this most recent outbreak late last month are now starting to recover as well. And importantly, a majority of the cases since the new outbreak began on October 26th have been traceable. As of Wednesday, 2/3 of all new cases over the last 7 days were already in quarantine, meaning they weren't outspreading COVID-19 when they found out they were positive. While the local positivity rate remains relatively flat above a 3% threshold, corresponding to very high risk or level 4, Hoag says that positivity rate lags slightly behind reality and other metrics since it draws on the previous 14 days of testing. Most of Ketchikan's other pandemic indicators draw on a one-week average.
It is a lagging indicator by a little bit, and so we're seeing the trend back down.
Hoag says that together, those indicators give him hope that Ketchikan's outbreak is waning. Contact tracing and testing are paying off, and sending some students home and encouraging businesses to close, reduce capacity, or go remote seems to be working.
I'm cautiously optimistic that we're on the other side of it. That doesn't mean we should let up today. We should continue to do those things that have been working for the past week. We know that the incubation period is 1 to 2 weeks, so we need to keep this up for probably another week.
In other COVID-19 news, on Prince of Wales Island, the city of Craig announced Thursday that it would close public facilities to most in-person services for 3 weeks starting on Monday. Services will be available by phone or with an appointment, and masks will be required when meeting with city staff. And elsewhere in KRBD's listening area, Metlakatla officials announced a third case of COVID-19 on Annette Island late Tuesday night. Metlakatla Indian community says via social media that the local clinic, the Annette Island Service Unit, will soon begin to offer a COVID-19 test to anyone who'd like one. Metlakatla officials did not specify when that program would begin.